Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. This week we check in State Representative and House Minority Leader Lisa Damuth. She joins us every Friday at 12:45 during noontime news. And well, reflecting on this past week, a short week, as last week on Friday, so 8 days ago, was a deadline to hear bills. It was a first and second deadline, and Lisa talked about how the week ended 8 days ago on that deadline Friday.
You know, we weren't on the floor with that, so some of the committees went a little bit later. Some were able to wrap up their work, so it just kind of depended on what their schedules were. Now, that was first and second deadline. All the bills needed that were going to be moving needed to be heard or in one body or the other, Senate or House. But what I would say is things are still moving, things are still working. So with the snowstorm that came over the weekend, we also had a delay. The House started a couple of hours later than normal on Monday. Some of the committees were able to do their work remote, but otherwise we went back in by Monday at noon, 11 or noon, I can't remember. It all blends together. But with that snowstorm, with the extra moisture that we needed, it delayed us a little bit, but the work still gets done.
Lisa recaps Monday, some activities at the Capitol, a very important day for many, and Lisa describes the situation and the legislation at hand.
Monday was a very important day for anyone that is concerned about religious freedom in the state of Minnesota. On Monday, we had over 100 faith leaders from across the state come and join us for a press conference. As we've talked in the past a little bit, I think we touched on this, but there was an addition to the Minnesota Human Rights Act for gender identity that was added in last year's session in May of 2023. What failed to happen with that was that the religious exemption piece on that, which would allow churches, faith-based schools, and colleges, organizations, be able to hire or not hire someone depending on how their values of their organization want to have people working with them. It's not about excluding people, but it's allowing that freedom to make sure that people that are in that organization align with the beliefs of whatever. And I'm talking, whether it's Muslim, Jewish, Protestant, Catholic, any faith organization should have that ability. Well, that was taken out last year, and so we have made efforts to get that put back in, thinking it was a mistake. And since the end of February, it's been quite contentious, both in the House and the Senate, trying to get that faith exemption added back in where it was taken out. Now, it still applies to all the other areas of the Human Rights Act. There's that faith exemption, but it was not included with the gender identity piece. It's been in there, included for all the other things for the last 30 years, so it should be a simple, understandable, bipartisan fix. Well, it wasn't. So that amendment to fix it was voted down in the House on February 29th. It was voted down a couple weeks later in the Senate. So faith leaders came to support a press conference to say, just add this back in so we can do our work like we have. Well, we ended up then having declaring what's called an urgency on the House floor on Monday afternoon, asking for the bill to be brought up so we could vote on it. That bill was tabled. So right now, as it stands in Minnesota, there is no religious exemption or freedom for gender identity and how that would affect the work that we do.
I mentioned to Lisa that makes a pretty interesting scenario where it pits law versus morals or values and et cetera, a really tough situation.
It is very disturbing, actually, because it takes away that religious freedom that we are guaranteed as Americans. It actually puts that at risk. Now, there is already one school in the state of Minnesota. I don't have specific details that can be shared, but there has been a complaint and a lawsuit already registered with the Department of Human Rights to do with this type of situation. So if we don't get this fixed in the legislature, this will hit the courts. I believe that it will go down in the courts and it'll be restored to what it should have been because of freedom and our rights. It should have been all along. So that was something really important that took place on Monday. Really grateful that people have stepped up and become aware of this issue. And I have to tell you, by Tuesday morning, or by Tuesday afternoon, I had over 400 email directly to me with people saying, please restore our religious freedom in the state of Minnesota. So it is catching on. You know, a lot of times we don't pay attention to what happens in St. Paul. This, like I said, is through any form of religion, not just a certain denomination or style, but it is all the way through. So there's been quite a bit of communication that's coming on this topic.
State Representative and House Minority Leader Lisa Damath joining us. And I mentioned, Lisa, this change in the law, is it trying to fix an issue or is it creating another one?
You know, I think it is. It wasn't trying to fix it. I think it actually further complicated it. And no one should feel that they don't have the freedom to exercise their religion and the way that they believe in the context of their environment in the same way. So this is looking for a problem and potential lawsuits, and it is disappointing that we couldn't have done a very simple and important fix at the committee level, and then we brought it to the House floor, and the majority leader, when he tabled it, then there's no discussion that can take place on it. It's just sitting there indefinitely. He said there's plenty of time to work on this. Well, the committee chair that had, on February 29th, was voted down in the Judiciary Committee in the House. She made a statement to the press after the floor session on Monday that it's too late to fix that this year. So I think there's a lot of internal internal combustion, maybe. That's not the right term, but, you know, internal dialect and conversations going on probably within the majority party in both the House and Senate. It's important to me that we get this issue fixed for Minnesotans. This is the right thing to do. So you will hear more about that as we move forward.
State Representative Lisa Damath joining us on our Central Minnesota Farm Report. I mentioned to Lisa, this sounds a lot like politics going on.
Yeah, there really is in this particular topic. And it shouldn't be. It's freedom. That's what it is, but it shouldn't be where it is. Then on Tuesday was the governor's State of the State, and I was able to attend that. He moved that out of St. Paul down to Owatonna in the snowstorm, but that's where it had been planned. And so he spoke for about 20 minutes or so for his State of the State address.
Representative Damath talks about the State of the State address and if there was any positives taken out of the governor's address.
You know, his State of the State last year was very divisive. It was very, it had campaign feels to it. This, he was very more subdued, very going back to his original run for governor, kind of that one Minnesota feel where he could be a friend to all. The things that were missing, he talked about some of the things that were done over, you know, this last year and over his time as governor. But the thing that was missing was the reality, again, of the fact that where we are financially in the state, we have a looming deficit. We spent $18 billion of our surplus. We raised taxes and fees and increased the state budget by $10 billion. We added government. We grew government, adding agencies and governmental employees of almost 4,000 new FTEs. And we're on a trajectory where Minnesota Management and Budget has said that the legislature needs to exercise caution when looking at any type of spending. Those were some of the things that were definitely left out of the conversation. The religious freedom piece didn't rise to the level, but there were some important things, some reality checks that were left out of what he spoke about.
I mentioned to State Representative Damath that many schools are feeling financial and other pressures.
Yeah, they really are. So there was quite a bit of money invested in schools last year, which is a good thing, but there were also at least 65 mandates put on all schools, and mandates are something that schools have to do, and it's usually under a certain timeline, but yet there's not funding to support those. So a number of schools, one of the things the governor talked about and is important is this READ Act, or the Science of Learning, which then helps with literacy. So under Governor Walz, in just his time in office, those kids that were going into kindergarten in the fall of 19 when he was governor, they are now fourth graders, but their third grade reading tests, 53% of our kids cannot read at grade level. So there was investments made for literacy. What that's done, though, is it's put a short timeline with a lot of training for our educators that have to take place. And so schools are saying, could we stretch out the timeline? There's no money right now to help us invest in the training that we need, and they just need a little more time, recognizing that it's important. Now, I know a lot of the schools are also trying to settle their employment contracts, and so it's an area that we really need to look at the big picture. Local school boards, local teachers and unions need to look at the whole picture rather than just the catchy headlines of lots of money, go ahead and grab it, because that's not necessarily the case.
State Representative and House Minority Leader Lisa Damith joining us on our Central Minnesota Farm Report this morning. Lisa will be joining us for the remainder of the legislative session every Friday at 12:45. Your report brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. For Chasm Radio, I'm Joe Gill.